Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Renee Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting 7th. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Renee Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball towards right. Hershberger catches it and throws to Harrelson, who relays to second to double up Wagner. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball four. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito strikes out. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. As Q is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. As Q hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from SQ and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Askew reaches second base with a double. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to third. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Diego Segui. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-3 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario strikes out. Two outs. Gary Bell now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.